USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are President Trump will unveil a second coronavirus task force, one that will primarily focus on the economy. A senior Trump administration official telling various news networks, including NBC, that the task force will be a mix of private sector and top administration officials, including new Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin. Another 6.6 million Americans filing first-time jobless claims last week because of the COVID-19 pandemic. It's the second straight week that more than 6 million Americans have done so. The Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell telling a D.C. forum this morning that the U.S. economy was on firm footing before the virus began, and he says it's in a good position to recover quickly when it's over. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Cautious optimism. Health officials say the nation still has a ways to go, but that social distancing seems to be working in the fight against coronavirus. President Trump at yesterday's White House briefing.
The number of new cases is stabilizing.
Federal Dr. Anthony Fauci agrees, but adds,
don't get complacent about that, because what's going to happen 2.5 weeks from now is really what's going to happen with regard to the people who are getting new infection.
The number of confirmed cases globally of coronavirus now approaching 1.5 million, the number of deaths nearly 90,000. Deputy Defense Secretary David Norquist is warning adversaries as the coronavirus outbreak grows. He says at a Pentagon briefing it would be dangerously wrong, in his words, to assume that this is a time of weakness for the U.S. military. Norquist saying that's despite the fact the DOD is aggressively working to offer support across the United States right now. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Syrian forces alleged to have carried out a chemical weapons attack. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Syria's Assad regime used sarin and chlorine gas in 3 attacks on opposition forces in March, a chemical weapons oversight group said in a report that was just released. The Organization for the Prevention of Chemical Weapons said the Syrian Air Force bombed the town of Latamina using sarin gas on March 24th and 25th. In the third attack on March 30th, the Air Force carried out a chlorine gas attack on the same town. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. shares its conclusions that Syria retains sufficient chemicals and expertise to not only produce these type of weapons, but also to deploy them.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is said to be getting better after a third night in intensive care for coronavirus. A spokesman says that Johnson is in stable condition, improving, and was sitting up joking with medical staff. There's a Farm Aid show this Saturday. John Mellencamp, Neil Young, Dave Matthews joining Willie Nelson for a streaming Farm Aid concert. The stars will perform Saturday from their homes for the digital concert, which will raise funds and awareness for farmers impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. You're probably online more than ever lately. We're there, you know. Find us at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.